From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A spokesman for Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is denying U.S. claims that his government has agreed to a ceasefire with Kurdish fighters in northern Syria. The U.S. asked Turkey to halt its offensive against the Kurds and to instead focus its efforts on combating the Islamic State group. But the spokesman says that is out of the question. However, Wednesday marked a third day with no reports of fighting between the two sides, suggesting that they had heeded U.S. calls for an end to hostilities, at least for the time being. Opponents of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro marched through the streets of Caracas Thursday, calling for a recall referendum against the president. The opposition was hoping for a turnout of 1 million people. Venezuelans are growing tired of triple-digit inflation and food shortages. Mr. Maduro threatened to imprison opposition leaders if violence breaks out, but the leader of the Democratic Unity Roundtable has vowed that the marches will be peaceful. A separate protest by red-shirted government supporters was also taking place Thursday. Gabon's interior minister says more than 1,000 people have been arrested since the capital erupted in violence Wednesday after officials announced the re-election of President Ali Bongo. Police patrolled the streets of Libreville on Thursday, a night after the violence. Protesters set fire to the National Assembly building and buildings nearby. Officials say at least one person was killed and 19 injured when government forces stormed the opposition headquarters. An earthquake has struck off the coast of New Zealand. There were no immediate reports of damage or injuries. The U.S. Geological Survey puts the strength of the quake at 7.1. This is VOA News. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has ended his flirtation with softer immigration policies. Trump declared in a speech late Wednesday in Arizona that he would deport millions of undocumented immigrants living in the country. He renewed his vow to build a wall along the U.S. southern border and make Mexico pay for it. Trump wrote on his Twitter account Thursday that there would be no amnesty for illegals leading to citizenship. Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton wants to continue current U.S. policy to deport illegal immigrants who have committed crimes, but Clinton maintains or wants to retain executive orders signed by President Barack Obama, offering deferred enforcement to certain categories of people with no criminal records. Clinton has called for a comprehensive overhaul of U.S. immigration policies, similar to legislation that has stalled with Republican opposition in the House of Representatives after being approved by the Senate. The U.S. Department of Justice has sentenced a Romanian hacker nicknamed Guccifer to 52 months in prison. Marcel Lahel Lazar was convicted of hacking into the email accounts of about 100 Americans in a case that exposed the private account used by Hillary Clinton while she was Secretary of State. The Justice Department says Lazar was sentenced for unauthorized access to a protected computer and aggravated identity theft committed between 2012 and 2014. He pleaded guilty to the charges in federal court on May 25th. An unmanned SpaceX rocket exploded on its launch pad in the U.S. state of Florida Thursday morning. NASA and SpaceX were testing the rocket when a series of blasts rocked the site. No one was injured, but the rocket and satellite on board were destroyed. The explosion marks a major setback for both SpaceX and NASA. Uzbekistan President Islam Karimov missed the country's Independence Day celebrations Thursday, remaining hospitalized since suffering a stroke. A state TV anchor read Karimov's speech for the 25th anniversary of the nation's independence. The sudden stroke and hospitalization of Uzbekistan's only president since independence has formed a cloud of uncertainty over the country. A new study says Americans are using marijuana more, which signals a change possibly in attitudes about the drug. Researchers at the National Institute on Drug Abuse, writing in the Lancet Psychiatry magazine, says as more states legalize recreational and medical use of marijuana, fewer adults feel there are dangers associated with its use. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.